This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, and I do mean everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Especially the over-the-road semi-truck drivers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, IA, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
All right, guess what? They're disappearing again because the temperature dropped again. It's back down to 46 over here and 48 over there in St. Pete. So it's usually a little warmer on the other side of the bay than it is right now. The wind just started to pick up a little bit, which is making it cooler, I guess. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation.
One nation.
Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
With liberty.
And justice.
And justice.
For all.
For all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Did you notice in the Declaration of Independence, in the pledge, it says Republic?
That's exactly right.
So yeah. Would somebody please straighten out the Democrats the next time they go with constitutional democracy?
Well, that's right, because they're using that word very specifically to an end. But that's right. America is a republic. That's why we say pledge allegiance to the republic. Exactly.
All right. Now, Richard the Marine, because of what he asked and because of what somebody else asked, they apparently didn't hear what I was talking about in length about Mike Lindell and the fact that he's being attacked again by the woke culture. Mike Lindell says one of the nation's largest banks is moving to dump his 9 businesses and charities he's founded in the wake of his success with MyPillow. Now, among some of the social media sites, frankspeech.com, that's the one. That's the one right there they want them to get rid of right now and pull it out of the bank that it's in because they're afraid that they might get themselves dragged into a lawsuit. That's what their words, not mine. And you're going to hear what they said in a minute. And Lindell TV and the Lindell Recovery Network. Now, that's the one that helps people overcome addictions, and there's millions of dollars in there to help people to get off drugs and alcohol. Now, Lindell said in an interview Friday with Steve Bannon's War Room podcast that he'd been banned by social media platforms and major retailers. They'd stopped selling his products because of his efforts to expose the fraud in the 2020 election through his documentary symposiums and other activism. Now, Bannon played a recording of a telephone call between a top executive at the Minnesota Bank and Trust and Lindell's controller. The executive asked in the call why the bank, a subsidiary of Heartland Financial, was associated with someone who could be in the news. Listen to this very carefully, please.
So you're saying, so right now, the timeline that we're kind of given is that the account needs to be closed
this week.
Friday, you're saying, or just by the end of, okay.
I would say within 7 days, if you could, and if you would, and there isn't, nobody's chasing you, but my boss's boss has said, Tom, would you please?
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, and at the end of the day, you know, you have to do what your job requires you to. Can you give me any, so you said there's also potentially some bleeding going over the other accounts as well.
I would say all of them, yes.
So they just haven't reached that height yet, but I could be getting a call next week with the same conversation.
Well, this would be the same call to say Frank's Beach for sure as soon as we can. In the next month, if we could, the other accounts as well. Just it's the perceived public reputation risk that if for some crazy reason somebody subpoenas and asks for bank records, we just don't want to have our name in the press.
Okay, so for anything related to Mike then.
Yep.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
We just don't want to have our name in the press.
Well, one might think, Captain, that, you know, at some point somebody could subpoena records for some other customer of the bank. But it's that phrase, the perceived public perception, I think is the operative thing there. But in this country, Captain, the last time I checked, you were able to have opinions, you're able to even start a new social media site if you really wanted to, and Mike Lindell's simply gone out to do that. He doesn't, he's not doing anything illegal, he's not doing anything that's immoral, any of these kinds of things. He simply has an opinion. Whether people agree with his opinion or not, well, that's a different story, but where does it end? I think that's a good question here. Where does it end in this country, because this is not the way that that we're used to having things work in our country.
Well, first of all, Mike Lindell put the bank on the spot because his words exactly were, and I quote, "I'm not going anywhere. They're going to have to throw me out."
Right, and that's going to put them in the news. Now, we've also noticed, too, Captain, Mike Lindell has prospered quite well even after he got thrown out of those other stores.
That thought. You bet he has, and I'll tell you what, there's got to be some banks out there that want that $100 million plus or whatever he's got in those accounts in their banks. They would love to have it. I'll tell you what, these woke people that are doing this, I know exactly what they're up to, okay? It is not going to work.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And, of course, I got started with this over 7 years ago, the same way you would, with a 3-week quick start. And, by the way, it's the same price today it was back then, $19.95, for the 3-week quick start. Now, what you do is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, and away you go. Now, here's the deal, okay? Recently, a couple weeks ago, I did something silly, and I wound up cracking a bone in my foot right where the foot connects with the long bone in the leg. And I've got a soft cast on my leg right now. And it started to hurt, really hurt, started to swell up in another area other than my ankle. So I kind of added insult to injury here. Well, of course, I take Relief Factor on a regular basis. Now, I kicked it up for a while to 3 times a day because you can imagine there was swelling and there was pain. And it stopped. In the last several days, it has actually just freaking stopped. So again, I'm proving the point. The product works. And I'm not your average camper. I've been taking years gone by. I took Mobic. I took Flexerol. I took literally handfuls of Aleve to get the pain away with the other problem I had with my regular problem with almost losing my foot at my ankle. But my point is, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 to get it started. That's all it is. amp. There's no club to join. There's no membership fee. There's none of that nonsense that you have with some other people if you go through that website, relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's go up here, and we've got, I believe we've got Bagab and Bob in the line. Is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Anyway, did you see on the Senate, or I believe it was Tom Cotton, was talking about Chuck Schumer's speeches years ago?
He read his speech. He read his most recent speech. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. He read his most recent speech about he had a totally different stance on the filibuster and how hypocritical he was.
Sure.
And that just goes to prove the Democrats have one motto. If at first you don't succeed, lie again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's it, Captain.
All right. Well, are you surprised, Kyle?
Well, no, not at all. And, of course, how times have changed. Back when they thought that the Republicans could get something through, then it was they were going to crusade against, taking away of the filibuster or this or that. Exactly.
And just to emphasize the point, here's what happened yesterday. On the same day their effort to eliminate the Senate's filibuster bill appeared to receive the death blow from Kyrsten Sinema, Democratic senators used the filibuster to prevent a Republican bill from coming up for a vote to slap sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany. It failed to gain the 60 votes necessary to overcome the filibuster, despite bipartisan support. Remember I told you they needed to have 60 votes to change anything?
That's right.
There it is.
That's right. Well, but the whole point of the filibuster is to allow the minority party to have some say, some power, and reasonable senators on both sides of the aisle realize that you don't go changing these things willy-nilly because someday they'll be back in the minority again. And so right now, Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrat Party elite, they just want to get what they want now because they're trying to consolidate. This isn't just another maneuver because they want to pass some bill. This is really about consolidating real power, and that's what should frighten everybody.
Now, the New Mexico State Police issued a search warrant for Alec Baldwin's phone back on December the 16th, seeking information about the fatal shooting on the set of Rust that killed the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. Now, supposedly yesterday, and I haven't heard anything to the contrary, Alec Baldwin turned the phone into police. Is that true?
That's what we understand, that he has turned over his cell phone. And, of course, I'm sure there had to be some kind of – I mean, it would seem that this would have happened a lot faster. But obviously Baldwin is going to be going through an attorney and so forth. But I'm sure that they're looking for any kind of information, obviously, that would shed some light perhaps onto the immediate aftermath or even building up on how things were going that day on the set perhaps. So we just don't know. But they know that it's important enough to take a very close look at his cell phone, any messages, photos, you name it.
By the way, we got a message here from George. I'm not sure what George he's talking about, but let me see here. It says, living in Parrish, Florida, right above Bradenton. Love your show. Keep the truth flowing. Work in a major corporation. Sounds like Driddle Bay, and we are suffering getting product as well, but we are desperately hiring. But everybody I know is hiring.
I see signs all over the place still. Mm-hmm. Now hiring all positions, now hiring this and that. Yeah, it's but a lot of people aren't going out for those jobs for whatever reason.
Right. Now, here's one for you. As the nation nears the annual Martin Luther King holiday, which is actually Monday, Martin Luther King Jr., it's a Monday holiday, and the banks will be closed and all that sort of stuff. Only a quarter of Americans have a positive view of the race relations in this country, and the majority of them, almost 60%, think that Joe Biden has made them worse.
You know, Captain, that is a very, very sad commentary. Back on August 28th, 1963, Dr. King said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Yep.
Captain, this was a major turning point in American history. And, you know, but what the Democrat Party leader are trying to do, in my opinion, is turn back the clock, turn it back to where we're only judging people by the color of their skin. Dr. King would be turning over in his grave. And for everyone who heard the words and who were responding and trying to go in the right moral direction in this
yep.
country should be outraged.
Yep. I don't have any doubt at all about that statement you just made. No doubt whatsoever. Now, the economic confidence in this country fell last month to 97.3. Now, I'll explain the difference of that number here in a minute. In this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, which is nearly 2 points lower than what it was in December. Now, January's decline follows two consecutive months of gains since hitting 96.6 in October. So it started to come back, and then back down it went again. And that was the lowest index in October since May of 2020. Hello, Joe Biden.
You know, people are just amazed, and not in a good way. They're amazed at what's happening in our economy, in our society, and you can trace it all back to January the 20th, 2021, when Joe Biden came in and decided, just out of spite, really, for in so many ways, that we're going to reverse everything that was happening for good in the United States, it seems.
Uh-huh.
We just can't get over it.
Now, I've got to do some research on the article, so I can't just toss this out there cold turkey. But there is a January 6th defendant by the name of Jeremy Brown who is being held in Pinellas County in lieu of events that happened in January 6th. Now, yesterday he made the news again for his refusal to become a spy for the FBI on the Oath Keepers group. Remember we heard about the Oath Keepers a couple days ago?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they wanted him to spy in the group. He apparently was a member, and they have a picture of him standing right there. I guess it was when the speeches were being given and whatnot in his uniform. He's wearing a paramilitary uniform. There's no doubt about that. But we're going to have to take a look at this story. I'll be sending you the link on this, and Monday morning we're going to try to tackle this a little bit because I've been asked to speak at one of their rallies they're having to support him over in front of the jail where he's being held. And I probably will do that. I've already told the people I probably will do that. But I'll do it because of the information that came out yesterday that it looks like as if this guy's being railroaded. So hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll get into that, as I said, next week. Because I don't have enough time to do it this weekend. Wish I did, but I don't.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
It's all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady spending the weekend in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, this is the time when we need to stand up and support a great American patriot, a proud American Christian businessman, Mike Lindell. Because his website, MyPillow.com, and his social media site, frankspeech.com, is under attack by the woke culture. They're trying to defrog him, get him tossed out of the bank that he's been doing business with for years, this, that, and the other. And we're going to stand up here on this program. We're going to support him. Now, I will tell you, if you go to his website, mypillow.com, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff there for sale. And if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see a special group of items, about 150 of them, that are reduced anywhere from 50% to 67% to 75% right off the bat. Now, if you use the promo code CAPTAIN, you'll get that price. It's there, the lower price. And if you want to talk to them on the phone, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's what gets you the cheaper price at MyPillow.com. And we need to stand up for Mike Lindell and support him, because people like him are the people that make this country go. 1,500 people work for him. He does a lot of good for the country, things you don't even know about, supporting addicts that are out there trying to help them turn their lives around like he did his. He's a good guy, and we're going to support him here on this show, MyPillow.com. promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, the professor of politics. You got something to add?
I sure do, Captain. You know, Mike Lindell, and you mentioned his story, basically. It's very compelling, and I think that's why he reaches out and he's trying to help people. And this is stuff that you don't hear about in the news.
Nope.
And but that's because he's really trying to do something to give back. And we need more of that in this world.
They don't want you to know that he's a nice guy. All they want you to know is he's some kook that went out there, hired a bunch of investigators to find out what happened during the election of 2020, came up with a whole bunch of information that nobody did anything about. Nobody did anything about. They ignored it because, well, this guy was a crackpot or whatever they thought. And guess what? He's not a crackpot anymore, because all of that information, come to find out, when the Republicans and other people on the Republican side of the aisle went out to check it out, found out it was all true.
Well, right. And what, of course, it's having an impact, though, because we're seeing a lot of these loopholes or, you know, things you could sort of drive a truck
through. They're being closed.
They're being closed up. And that's why I think the Democrat Party elite are just apoplectic about all this.
They're scared to death. And with his social media site, frankspeech.com, that scares them even more.
That's right, because the American public wants free elections that have integrity. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line.
Okay, before I go to the phone line, I want to get this one last story out here before we go to the caller. The Biden administration has said an initial round of some 500 million tests will be on offer starting January the 19th, and that the swabs will typically ship 7 to 12 days after they are ordered. Now, where are these swabs coming from?
I think, Captain, they're coming from China.
They all are. You couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Don't they make these things somewhere in the United States? Hello?
Well, no kidding. And there's, you know, with the connections that we even know about between Biden and China over the years, that could, I don't know, just a little bit uneasy.
Some $8.5 billion his family's put through the turnstile in the last 40 years. Okay, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Mary. Hello, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, with those swabs, from what I read, they've got sodium azide in them, so that's just something to think about. It's not the best thing in the world. But
that sounds like salt.
You know, I'd have to look it up.
Sodium is salt.
I don't think you want it up your nose. But the other thing about Mr. Mike Lindell, it almost seems like he has taken the place of getting beat up by everybody that President Trump had when he was in office. In other words, it's just somebody else to beat up on is Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
I was just listening to everything he's going through, and that's what they try with President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah, and again, that bank, and we played the audio, we got that audio, that was sent to me by the comptroller at MyPillow, so it's not like we don't have the right stuff, we do.
Well, exactly right, and, you know, once again, Captain, you know, people in this country, you're allowed to you know, try to figure something out. But because this has to do with an election, mm-hmm. you can bet your bottom dollar that mm-hmm. if it had gone the other way and somebody said, yeah. hey, I found this fraud, the media would be all over it.
Now, I want you to listen to something carefully here. This was Jen Psaki yesterday when she got a little bit bewildered with all the questions coming at her about the nonsense that went on in Georgia and whatnot. She made a comment. She says, we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream.
I heard that. I think I was listening to the...
Is she out of her mind?
Well, you know, she really kind of let it show that she was getting very frustrated by all this. And Jen Psaki, you know, I think sometimes she has this tendency to think that, well, I'll say something like this, but it kind of comes off as sort of talking down. You know, nobody's expecting them to do legislation that would simply support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but because the line of questioning was continuing in the sense that, the Biden administration continues to founder on these big things that they wanted to push through. Now, mind you, they're not popular, but they are big things that they're trying to push through, and they're not having any success with it. And I think she was too frustrated. She probably should have said, that's it, no more questions, and left before she said something like that.
Now, we talked last hour about the Democrats and the filibuster and wanting to get rid of it, right?
Yep.
We talked about the fact that they used the filibuster to shoot down legislation that the Republicans wanted to put through this week, which had to do with putting sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline going to Germany, right?
Right.
Well, how many times do you think the Democrats used the filibuster in 2020?
How many times?
327.
Wow.
How many times do you think the Republicans used it?
How many?
Once.
Once. Yep, we got to get rid of that thing. Oh, yeah. you know, obviously. But see, they're only doing that because they think that it is something they can hit critical mass with, because somehow the Republicans are standing in the way of our democracy and so forth.
Okay, again, when we say the Pledge of Allegiance, do we use the word democracy?
No.
Don't we use the word republic?
Well, of course. Yes.
Shouldn't that tell everybody something?
That's right.
We are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic.
But they want you to hear the word democracy over and over again in the context that somehow if you just get enough people to say we shouldn't have guns anymore, then that'll be okay. But that's why our rights are enumerated, for example, in the Bill of Rights, something that can't simply be changed by a mob rule. And so they're using those words almost interchangeably with the trying to fool you that somehow if you say, hey, wait a minute, we have a constitution, that now somehow you're against our democracy, you're an enemy of the state kind of thing. And that's just nobody buys that.
The New York Conservative Party, which, by the way, was a party that endorsed me along with the Republicans and the Democrats when I ran for the small public office I did in the county I was in upstate New York and got elected a tax assessor twice. The New York Conservative Party is calling on Governor Kathy Hochul to remove Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg following his policy pronouncement that, quote, he will not prosecute some felonies and only seek prison sentences for highly severe crimes.
This is something that's going on in many other places.
California.
Yeah, this kind of thing with, for example, L.A. District Attorney Gascon. And, Captain, the people that are being affected by this, the families, talk about not getting justice. You know, give me a break. This is big-time stuff where they are simply deciding that they know better than the justice system that has been established low these many years, and they're going to go in, they're going to make the changes. But the people from all walks of life and all socioeconomic backgrounds, they don't think that's a great idea.
Right. And by the way, final story, Vice President Harris and her office are ready to hit the reset button after the stumbles and the struggles and more people have left. They're going to start over with a new staff and make everything bright and shiny again.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Good luck.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Donna
Fiducia. And I'm Don Newman with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
She wants a fast machine, she can't run it.
it's AC/DC. It's been an AC/DC night. That went out for Leo in Miami and Sally up in Seattle. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for sending us those great words of encouragement that you sent along there, too. All righty, we're going to get started with the weather. Kyle, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Let's take a quick look at some of our mountain passes right now. Snoqualmie Pass at 34 degrees. It's got bare and wet pavement, so be careful as you go through there. Very cold, of course. 4th of July Pass. Now, earlier last hour, we were talking about this freezing fog and fog that's accumulated in Washington State spilling over towards 4th of July Pass. 29 degrees right now, so that means that fog could become freezing fog, obviously, very, very easily. And it's going to be foggy. The forecast says at least through Monday, so be aware of that. Also, Cabbage Hill at 33 degrees, ground fog there with visibility being said to be less than 500 feet. Also, dense fog tonight around Idaho Falls as you head down towards Pocatello as well, and as you head over towards Twin Falls, Idaho, so be aware of that. Continued fog, dense fog in the California Central Valley on Highway 99 and Interstate 5 starting at Bakersfield heading up to about Merced. So you want to be aware of that. And then also dense fog tonight around Portland, Oregon, although Richard the Marine chimed in, Captain, saying here from his vantage point, he was clear at that time. So this fog is a little bit in from the coast as you head up Interstate 5 through Portland, also up to Seattle, where they're also reading dense fog tonight. So be careful out there.
All right. Now, we've got a real problem on the East Coast, starting with the Midwest moving to the East Coast. Two storms are coming together to create what looks like is going to be a bomb cyclone. The northern parts of the south along I-20 north all the way up to the Great Lakes, we're going to see a lot of snow and a lot of miserable weather. So we're going to start to the west of where things are and move to the east. Right now in Nebraska, I-29, straight down Nebraska all the way down to Kansas City in Kansas, we have got snow all the way along there. It's not a bad snow. It's just a steady snow. Several inches have fallen, and several more inches will fall as well. About half of Kansas is involved with snow tonight. It's a very iffy situation right now for the most of Oklahoma. They may or may not get snow. They may or may not get sleet. They may or may not get freezing rain. But to the east, right along the state line with Missouri and with Arkansas, it is snow, and it's snow all the way up I-44 to St. Louis, Missouri. Now, in the meantime, over in Arkansas, the northern part, I-40 going across, you have got a winter storm warning for about Fayetteville, Arkansas, all the way to Little Rock, and that may be continuing moving to the east, which means I-40 is going to become a real mess. So be prepared. Snow elsewhere, halfway down into Arkansas, and to our affiliates that are down there listening, good luck, and make sure you get everything you need to get now that you can get, because it's going to be too late to come tomorrow sometime. Also, freezing drizzle, freezing rain, moving across the western part of Tennessee, headed right towards Eric's backyard. Now, so far, this is freezing rain and or freezing drizzle. It probably will turn as the weather gets colder to snow, but that means you're going to have ice on the base and snow on top of it, and that really gets dicey. Okay, northern part of Louisiana, we're going to have a little bit of wintry weather, kind of hit and miss across I-20. Northern part of Mississippi tonight, we're going to have freezing drizzle and freezing rain. Northern part of Alabama, same thing, freezing drizzle, freezing rain. It'll turn to snow later. Georgia, north of Atlanta, you're going to have freezing drizzle or rain. However, when you make that east turn coming out of Georgia and you go up I-85, you're going to have a real battle going up the mountains in South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, of Columbia, just about the whole state right now of North Carolina is under a winter storm warning. That storm is coming right straight across I-40. That'll be kind of like the middle of everything, and there'll be snow all the way north up into upstate New York to the Canadian border, where it's well below zero in parts of upstate New York as well as New England again tonight. Now, we got a winter storm warning. I got to get in real quick up there on the western part of New York State. From Buffalo to Rochester, down to Elmira, all the way across over to Erie, Pennsylvania. So be advised. A lot of bad weather. And then, of course, the winds are going to be kicking in, too. So, Kyle, real quick, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget our thanks, Fred. Our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stop. Stop on in there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning. Weather is a busy thing right now.
Yes, it is. Good morning.
We have a bomb cyclone coming across. Two storms have formed into one to become a big mess, and I'll be talking about that later in the next hour. Now, what's going on with this tennis guy again? They're going to boot him out again? I thought he was okay to go.
They have a government over there. Remember, they've been in pretty much lockdown for 2 years in Australia. So, it's kind of a mess. They were supposed to have a hearing yesterday or last night, our time. I think they did. And then there's another one early today. That'll be the final one. So it pretty much looks to me as though they're not going to allow him to stay in country. So
he's scheduled. He was scheduled to play in the Australian Open. Is that right?
Correct.
And he's a championship player, correct?
Correct. He's there to defend his title.
So he won't be able to come back to Australia come hell or high water.
Well, he's still there, right at the moment.
Not if they deport him.
But they won't let
him back. I mean, he won't be able to come back, right?
Well, the Australian Open, the tennis tournament, is the first of the Grand Slams of the year, and it starts Monday, which is really Sunday our time.
Okay, let me ask this a different way because we're going to go to break. Could he ask for reapplication somewhere down the line?
Done that.
All right. Okay, so then he's screwed. That's all there is to it.
He's screwed.
All right.
Looks like it.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, we are on the weekend show here, and we will be back with more, and Denise, too.
Want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.